Oh, God damn it. Stupid kid got a 67. What's the point? Why does he even show up? Jesus Christ. Oh, God, look. He spelled his name wrong. Great. Okay. This is great.
Hey, everybody! Look who's here!
They tell me a theme song is mandatory. So here it is without substance or allegory. I didn't work hard, at least it's auditory. The obligatory, exploratory, oratory, intro to the story of Corey. Oratory, intro to the story of Corey.
Hello?
Hi, hey. It's your favorite teacher, Jerry Skids, in the teacher's lounge.
Who said you were my favorite?
Well, I'm the student's favorite, of course.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe what this motherfucker Sullivan did?
I'm grading his paper right now. He spelled his name wrong. He didn't even put his first name.
Sullivan, right?
Sullivan.
That's his last name,
Sullivan.
He puts
it every time.
Me too. Same here.
What a freaking idiot.
I know. Hey, guess what?
What?
Today, in this teacher's lounge, I wanted to have a conversation with you.
About what?
Oh, well, when is the next period? Who cares? We can go over. Fuck the kids, right?
About 27. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm menstruating.
Yep. Well, that momentum's been destroyed. Here we are. Or was that sexist of me to say all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah, that's sexist.
How
dare you?
Where are the other podcasts? Where are they?
Boy. Broke the rules.
You broke the rules. Now I'll pull out all your pubic hair.
Oh, God. That's inappropriate.
That's the song.
This is the teacher's lounge.
Yes, where we can
have some respect.
We can let the words fly here. We don't have Feeny today. He's
that's right. We can
right
talk
now.
About God knows what. We don't have any notes. We didn't watch anything.
I thought
nothing.
You were going to say we could talk about God. I was like, no.
All right, let's talk about God for the next 45 minutes.
Imagine you're like someone, like one of the teachers is like the cool teacher. He comes in. He's like, yeah, what are we in the teacher's
talk about
class?
God.
We have an hour. What do you want to do? And so I was like, fuck yeah, let's talk about God. I'm like, oh.
Like, God, that really brought the thing down. This woman's menstruating and I don't even care.
I think I'll go to the cafeteria.
I think I'm all set. I'll just eat in my car. It's yeah. Fine.
Oh, man. I have a marinara in my... Oh, yeah. sorry, it's shit. It's a bolognese. So... Because it's chunky. Yes, as you were saying, we're just off the cuff today.
Yes.
Just...
Should be a short one. That's what she said.
Yes. That sucks for him.
Oh, well, she said it, so.
Or she, or they, or what have you.
Oh, yeah, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Short.
I came across an article this time. And then there's something else after.
Share it?
Stay to the end, because we have more after the article.
Right, we have more fun ensues.
Yes. I found an article that is a sequel to your article that you have found. It's called 10 More Darker Things That Are Even Darker. Yeah.
That sounds super dark.
The weird thing is it's on the same website, but it's not the same author. It's somebody else. It's some guy. I've never heard
so,
of him.
So he's just trying to outdo this, whoever the hell her name was. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Okay, so he's like, I'm just going to do one better.
Yeah, the darkerer. Well.
It sounds darker.
10
already.
More things. He didn't even need 16. He could do it in
no.
10.
No. Exactly. He's not wasting our time.
Yeah. He played Name That Tune. She's like, I could do it in 16 notes. He goes, I could do it in
10. And she's like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's find out if he guessed that tune.
Let's see.
Before we go into that, is there anything you have for us or me or anyone?
I don't. Think so. I hope everyone enjoyed the midterms. It was super long, I know, but I had fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So
Caterpillar's Kimono.
If anyone, for whatever reason, got a hold of that movie and watched it, please reach out to us. I'd love to talk to someone who actually watched it.
Yes.
You know, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, if not, we should have a watch-along.
Yeah, maybe that'll be a special occasion that we just do a live Even though probably no one will show up, but
it wouldn't even make sense. We've already reviewed it. What else can we fucking do?
I know, but it's so fun to watch sometimes, you know, like, it's true. Especially after a year or so.
I would screen this in, like, a theater and have a bunch of people show up and we could just talk.
That would be cool, because you know how many, like, theaters are, like, you can do private rentals now? I wonder AMC if you can just be like, I have the movie, by the way.
They don't do that. That's a problem. During COVID, we didn't, it was like, well, you can rent a private theater, but we're not showing regular movies. And I'm like, awesome. That's great. Yeah. I get people who I know aren't sick, friends of mine. Yeah. We can actually go out because I had a big birthday that, I guess, who fucking cares? Because I didn't get to celebrate it. But I was like, let's do that. We'll have a bunch of people. Nope. You can't screen your own movie. You have to screen one of their 10 movies, and they're all fucking things that we've seen a million times. Like Jurassic
I know, exactly. Park. Yeah. It's Gremlins. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Anyway, here's this article.
Darker.
Yes. 10 more darker things that are even darker than the last one. So I'm going to start with a little like paragraph beforehand to just let you know what's going on. It says, read about some of the crazy, dark, sinister, and often absolutely invented goings-on that may or may not have happened in and around the set of the classic 90s sitcom Boy Meets World. You wouldn't, couldn't, no comma in between wouldn't and couldn't. You wouldn't, couldn't, and shouldn't believe some of the hidden secrets uncovered from the beloved coming-of-age show.
This is so generic. It sounds like a robot wrote that.
Yeah.
This is and was a show on ABC Family, and blah, blah, blah.
Also, it sounds like they're trying to tell us not to believe it.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like, believable to me. You shouldn't believe it. Don't believe what
we're
saying.
This isn't real, but okay.
As if it's going to be lies.
Yeah.
And then there's this, like, picture from, like, season, I want to say 2.
Yeah, because it's not season 1 because Topanga looks older.
And Topanga's in
it. But they still look pretty young. Like, yeah. Eric has shorter hair still. Sean has shorter hair.
Corey still has the baby face before he got, like, woo!
Extremely old looking.
Crazy looking, yeah. And there's no Minkus, so this has got to be season 2.
Oh, right, yeah. You're right.
So, starting with number 10, it's counting down.
Oh,
so,
my
I
goodness.
Guess number 1's going to be crazy.
Oh, boy.
Number 10. Although he did indeed appear as Mr. George Feeney. Yes, I said he did indeed appeared as Mr. George Feeney. William Daniels didn't, in fact, provide the dulcet tones of the Matthews, spelled with one T, flower-loving, often interfering neighbor, teacher, headmaster. The voice was actually dubbed over and provided by the iconic Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, best known for its role as Kit in the 1980s classic Knight Rider.
Okay. Oh my God. Did you know that?
I sure did, because William Daniels played Kit.
Oh, you rascal.
So we're already off to a bad start here.
He wasn't wrong. Or he was, but
they dumped it over with his own voice. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe if he did voiceovers that fixed some things in post, then technically he's right. I like all the spelling mistakes. That's my favorite.
Oh, wait, like, best no for best its role. No. For its role.
Its role, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's great. We're off to a great start here.
Yeah.
Number 9. According to alleged, comma, made-up sources, comma. Why would you tell us that? The pig that appeared as Little Corey, spelled with an E, in season 3 episode This Little Piggy, went on to be part of a collective who were lucky enough to be amongst the first to test, and then test is crossed out, and it says, try Daniel Fishel's hair care range, citation
needed.
Oh, no.
Needed.
They left in the citation needed.
Citation needed.
He forgot to check that out.
We don't know if it's true or not. Do we have any fake links? I don't think so, right?
No links. No links.
I just like the links that go nowhere. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Well, hopefully there'll be one later. It's also believed by hardly anyone that his brother and cousin... Little Piggy went on to be a collective who were lucky enough to be amongst the first to... try Daniel Fishel's hair care range.
I feel like I'm getting stupider.
What does range mean? Does that mean something that I don't know?
Hair care
like, does that
range?
Like series of products?
I feel like range is close to the right word, but not the right word.
Right, right.
Maybe, yeah, I don't. I can't think of
it. Maybe they're from, I don't know, England or something. I don't know. Something else. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's also believed by hardly anyone that his brother and cousin, I guess the pigs, went on to appear in season 5 as part of Crash Services.
Oh. That's great.
All right.
The more you know.
I think at this point, maybe we should just... No, we'll stick with it. And then there's this picture.
Oh boy.
And there you go. That's the picture that goes along with this
Craft Services.
Yes. of Corey, Sean, and Turner eating little Corey's cousin.
With Sean's fun hat.
Yeah. Sean's fun outfit part 2. This time he's got like a Jack Skellington thing, but I don't want to talk about it because we haven't seen that episode yet.
No.
Okay. Number 8. By the time the second season rolled around, Ben Savage is said to have become, quote-unquote, totally method, really taking to the role of an annoying, self-centered, world-revolves-around-me kid. But it was during the filming of season 2 episode Who's Afraid of Corey Wolf that Mr. Savage's method acting really came to fruition. Oh, I'm excited to hear what happened.
Oh, no.
According to speculation from various people...
Is that citated too? Various people.
I don't have a citation here, but there's more. It says, according to speculation from various people who were never actually there. Well, why would you tell us that?
Yeah, don't tell us that.
Seriously. Savage became deliberately riddled with fleas.
Oh no.
He just poured fleas. You ever play Curse of Monkey Island? He, like, finds, like, a flea circus, and he, like, takes... This is what he did. He took the flea circus, he poured it all over himself. Often humped any leg in sight. That must have been fun for Turner. and pissed in the corner of the set.
Oh, God. It's like, oh, Ben's gotta go again.
Can you imagine they're just filming? They're, like, in the middle of a serious scene, and he just walks over and just whips it out and just starts peeing all over the place.
Like, the people are like, what the hell?
This finally came to an end when William Russ rubbed his nose in it and had him neutered.
Oh, nice. That fixed him.
Wait, this is breaking news. That means that you know, Ben Savage has no testicles.
No?
We just found that out. Right, as of then.
Yeah.
We just found that out. That's brand new news that
we
know
now. That's a deep, dark secret.
Yeah, seriously. Wow, this is the first time I've heard of that. This is very exciting. So, everybody, Ben Savage. I don't think he does.
Does he? Oh, okay. I thought he did.
I don't even know if he's got a girlfriend, let alone a wife and a kid.
Yeah, he's a weird.
He's very quiet.
He's a peculiar fellow.
Yeah. Over here, we have the picture that comes with that. Nothing intensely special, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have number 7, Eric Matthews, spelled with 1 T and an apostrophe S.
Oh, Matthews.
Will Friedle. Oh, now it says best friend. So Eric Matthews,
oh my God.
Will Friedle, best friend Jason, and then in parentheses, it just says Jason, not Marsden.
So Jason.
He's just Jason. They can't even get the last name. All right.
No.
Continued to get shorter. Wait. Oh, his Jason himself. I got shorter, which eventually led to him having to be written out of the show.
Oh, no, because he diminished? Did he get so short that they couldn't see him anymore?
Well, it says, after falling into Morgan's toy box.
And
then he wrote, not a euphemism.
That's very important.
Yes. And vanishing forever.
Oh, no, just like Morgan.
Yeah.
Maybe she fell in too.
She's there with him. This later on became the loose inspiration for the Disney Pixar classic Toy Story.
Oh, I wish Jason Marsden was one of them. That would be so cool.
Yes.
Just as Jason Marsden, though. Just play himself again. In Toy Story.
This is the darkest secret I've ever heard. This is great. So it's weird that, like, Jason Marsden has also, you know, been in other movies.
Yeah.
And we can see him there.
That is weird.
Yet, for some reason, Boy Meets World wrote him out because he's too small.
Yeah.
So, of course, here's this picture for you. remembering Jason Marsden.
Oh, look at the mullet, too. You know. Man, I miss it.
Remember the I Will Remember You thing that I did?
Oh, my God. We should put that to a video sometime and then put it on YouTube, and we'll make a whole channel for Story of Corey and just have the one video.
The thing is this. If I do that, first of all, I have to re-edit the entire thing again from the beginning with the exact same clips. However, we would just, I guess, put like the rest of it would just be the I Will Remember You music video, or maybe scenes that I didn't use. I don't know. I could do it, but it would take some time.
We just start grabbing Jason Marsden from other movies because we ran out of clips.
That's a great idea. Write that's it down. Funny.
All right. I'll mentally write it down.
Number six is a long one. I'm very excited about this.
That's what she said.
Fair.
When she was doing a lineup at the police station, she was like, number six is a long one.
Yep. That was
explained it.
I went a long way for that.
I love those. Have you ever had those?
What are you talking
about? The popsicle? Oh my God.
It's also like a rocket pop, basically, but just shaped differently.
No, they used to be better. They used to be yellow in the middle and then had stripes around them that were swirled up, and you could eat the stripes off and then eat the thing. That was better. And it came with a plastic popsicle pop, so that you didn't have a paper thing that you were like, meh. It was plastic.
I always...
It was great. And then you could... out of the plastic.
You know, the only option I would have to have those is if an ice cream man was coming around, and I would honestly rather have a wrestling bar, even though I didn't watch wrestling, so I never ordered them then. I've only had them now. So. Number six. Boy Meets World wasn't always a great stepping stone for child actors. In fact, it wasn't at all.
I think he's right, yes.
But what did happen to Corey's alternative friends? Oh, I guess he means what did happen to Corey's alternative friends
from
the season one episode of the same name. There's no question mark, so it just kind of trails off.
Confusing.
Following his single appearance in Boy Meets World, Darren, the Cape Kid, was his name actually Darren?
Yeah, his name in the credits was Darren. I don't think his name was Darren.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, now that he said it, yes. I didn't run it off the top of my head.
I don't remember that at all. Anyway.
I do, yeah.
Darren the Cape Kid. What cape? Yeah.
What cape?
Matthew Bartleson.
Bartleson. I love that. Is that his real name?
I'm assuming so. Matthew Bartleson.
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 We must have had this was years ago we did this episode, but we probably had a heyday with that then.
Maybe, but then again we had
Stephanie. Maybe not because
I don't know if she would have had fun with Bartleson like we would. Maybe she would. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Bartleson. This is Bartleson. Oh, Mr. Bartleson, can you please come visit me in the principal's office, please? All right, Mr. Bartleson, shut up. Sorry. Not you. Darren, the Cape Kid, quit acting and went on to study the ancient Eastern art of martial arts.
Ancient Eastern art of martial arts. I guess. That's interesting. Hope he wore a cape.
Well, since turning his body into a weapon, he chose to use those new skills. He chose to use those newfound skills for good. Becoming a vigilante known only to himself as the Cape.
So nobody else
knows. Wasn't there a show called The Cape? It was like a Batman ripoff.
I've never heard of it.
It was like one season.
Really?
I'm almost 100% positive.
Everyone calls Cape Cod the Cape here, so that would be confusing.
And idiots go, I'm going to go down Cape rather than going down to the Cape like a human being would say. I'm going to go down Cape Cod. I'm going to go down Cape. That's like me saying, I'm going to go over fucking Brooklyn. What does that mean? I'm going to go down Brooklyn.
Down Brooklyn. I guess you go down Broadway. You don't go down Brooklyn.
No, and you don't go down Cape either because it's not a fucking street. The fuck? You Boston people.
I didn't say that. I don't even go to the Cape.
Not you particularly. Just your kind. Is that racist?
Yeah, that's racist. Don't group me with those people.
Oh, okay. Sadly, by the way, there was a show called The Cape, I believe. I'm almost positive.
I'll Google it.
I remember them promoting it, but keep, yeah, you do that while I finish reading. Sadly, his career as a vigilante came to an abrupt end when he slipped from the roof of his local community center.
Oh, no.
Oh, this really is a dark secret. I didn't know this. That's really
sad. That's very dark.
Thankfully, he survived as his fall was broken by two held.
To what?
By two elderly ladies as they left after a night of bingo.
Aww.
The cape is still serving a sentence following a conviction of double manslaughter.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I know it's not funny.
Oh, boy.
I know it's not funny, but Jesus.
That's dark.
The way it was written was like it was like supposed to be funny.
Yes. Oh, man. The Cape was an American superhero drama television series on NBC from 2010 to 2011. Yeah. During the midseason. So it aired January 9th, 2011 and got canceled March 2nd, 2011.
Yep, it was a very short, I remember that. And I was like, oh, but they promoted it all over the fucking place in the city.
Wow. The series set in fictional Palm City, California follows Vince Faraday. Like Daniel Faraday, an honest detective who decides to leave the police force after he witnesses the murder of a new police chief by a mysterious villain known as Chess. Oh, God, sounds so boring already. Faraday accepts an offer to work for ARK, A-R-K, like Arkham, a private security firm owned and operated by billionaire entrepreneur Peter Fleming. ARK is petitioning Palm City to privatize the police and public safety operations. Boring!
They showed, I remember they had like the cape on, like the actual cape on display somewhere in like Bryant Park. And I was like,
oh God,
this just looks like Batman. Like everything about it looked like Batman.
Batman, if it was a cop show, I guess. Yeah. Like, who cares? He was abducted by the Carnival of Crime.
Ooh,
it's crazy.
So dark.
What a good title. Oh, boy.
Okay, so unfortunately, the cape is still serving a sentence following a conviction of double manslaughter. He will be due for parole. Nope, that is my computer screen with a blotch on it. Just parole. He will be due for parole at some point.
At some point.
At some point in
usually
time.
You're not for manslaughter, but...
No. That's very sad. That is a sad ending. Dark. This is dark. Already much darker than the darkness from the last dark.
I like to believe that he lived out his dreams, so how the ending went.
I just want everyone out there to know that Jillian just closed her eyes like one of these like
I wanted to picture him like, really happy until he hit those women.
Until you made it sound like he actually beat them to death. Until he hit those women.
No, he just dropped them.
Until he fell on the women.
Yeah.
Well, they had a happy life.
I'm sure they were.
As if I know. But that's not it. There's more.
Oh, Ned. Wait, there's more.
Yes, there's more. Ned, Chris Owen. Uh-oh. I thought we knew what happened to him. He's Terminator,
who's
right?
Ned? Oh, okay.
He was in...
Yep.
Went on to start a Rick Wakeman...
A what now?
That's right. He's the keyboard guy. To start a Rick Wakeman tribute act.
Who's Rick Wakeman?
Rick Wakeman? You don't know who Rick Wakeman is? He's the guy from Yes?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who's on first?
He's from No.
No, there is no No. What about The Band? You ever hear of The Band?
The Band?
There's a band called The Band. There's also
a band called Band.
There might be a band called Band. I don't know. I know there's a The Band. There's a The Band. There's a Yes.
There's a Police.
There's a, what? Okay, so anyway, Rick Wakeman, the lead singer from Yes, who also had a solo career in which he did a lot of keyboardy synth stuff in the 80s.
The 70s the
and
club.
Then the 80s. Really the 70s. I don't know why I said the 80s. Not anything like the Culture Club. This is before Culture
Just
Club.
Naming bands.
Who have synths in them. Yeah, anyway, could even be a boat. Before going on to bang Shannon Elizabeth.
All right. Who hasn't?
While staying at a holiday home with Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott, and Chris Klein. Oh, American Pie reference.
I get it now. Is that girl's name? I didn't know that.
Shannon Elizabeth? Hell yeah. Boo Boo Kitty Fuck?
Shannon Elizabeth?
Shannon Elizabeth is Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
But he banged her in that? I don't remember that.
No, it says in real life.
I guess we didn't see it.
It says in real life. Right. They were staying at a holiday home.
Yeah. Together. I remember that now.
Oh, dear. This is great information. See, at least yeah. Chris Owen, the Shermaid, has had a happy life.
Yeah, he didn't kill anyone.
No. I wonder how his Rick Wakeman thing went.
Probably great.
Do you still have one?
Yes.
Barbara? Who?
Barbara.
Who's Barbara?
I'm sure the girl.
Was there another girl?
Was she a magician or something? Wasn't there a magician?
No, that was a guy.
Well, that was a girl. I don't remember what the girl did.
Well, Barbara, Megan Parlin, did nothing interesting.
Okay. So, same as she did before.
But went on to star in a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, that's why we forgot her.
Well, what a great... So far, this article's turning out to be so much better than the last one.
Yeah, it is.
And let's throw you this picture here. I guess Barbara is the one in the overalls.
Oh. She really isn't anything special.
No.
Weird.
Number 5.
What?
Sorry. Number 5. It is an actual fact that anyone who believes that the annoying college years theme tune that first debuted in season 5 to be the best of all the Boy Meets World theme tunes.
Oh, God.
Is a genuine cunt.
The song is?
No, anybody who believes.
Oh, the person who likes it.
It's Boy Meets World! Boy Meets World! Anybody who thinks that?
You know how many times we're going to have to hear that?
So many.
So we're getting close to
three full seasons worth.
It's gonna be a lot. Like we didn't even have to see the first song that many times.
Sadly, I have to hear it 3 times over every fucking week because whenever we do an episode,
oh no,
everyone else uses it as their goddamn.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
or a version of it.
Really?
Oh, it's awful.
Jesus.
Holy shit!
That means we should change our theme song when they change their theme song, probably. Just one time, maybe. Just for a really annoying introduction to season 5. Yeah.
But the guy who wrote that theme song wouldn't enjoy being cut from the roster.
Oh, we're not cutting him. We're just doing one episode.
Okay.
That's what I said.
But not that song. Not that song.
No, never that song.
That was the best one so far. Number 4. It is widely believed that the entire show is seen through the eyes of Corey himself. What the fuck? That's what I
haven't we said this before?
Which would explain, by the way, this is a new sentence.
Yeah.
Which would explain why odd and unbelievable things often happen to him and not the people around him. This theory was first broached? I guess. On the... In parentheses, not much loved and widely unlistened podcast, Boy Meets Girl becomes Boy Meets Boy Meets World.
I can't even keep track of the name anymore.
Where the two pretentious, cringy, wannabe woke hosts climb upon their high horses and bore us all with their sleep-provoking, snowflake, and often cuntish views and criticisms of a show that they profess to love. Give it a listen. Someone has to.
Yeah, it'll put you right to sleep.
This is getting brutal. First of all, that wasn't actually the show. But that's funny, too, because they suck, too.
They all suck. It's all the same. Boy meets girl meets boy meets world, loser, boy, world.
I love how they got the name wrong of the thing. Boy meets girl becomes boy meets world.
Boy meets boy meets
world. What does that mean? What does that mean?
That's a very long title.
Number 3. Although his career stalled following the show's end, Ben Savage went to become known for being actually quite good at remembering people's
names.
Let me read that again. Although his career stalled following the show's end, Ben Savage went to become known for being actually quite good at remembering people's names, something I have told he practices in between making Hallmark movies.
I've been told that too by Danielle Fishel. He's like, he has never forgot my name.
This, you know, I didn't realize that everyone else had the same situation happening to them. See, Ben Savage, that kind of sucks for me because I thought that he actually liked me.
Yeah, you thought
me,
you were special.
He just remembers everybody's names.
He probably remembers mine. I didn't even tell him it.
Nope,
he doesn't remember it.
Oh, man, we're at number two. We're almost done.
Oh, damn.
Number two, the drummer guy from the Band on the Run episode, season 2. Off to a good start. This is a great article.
Great.
Continue to drum on every conceivable surface.
Oh,
I completely forgot about that.
Oh yeah, he drummed everything.
Just kept drumming out the door. Continue to drum on every conceivable surface all the way up until his untimely death.
Oh no!
In mid-noughties.
Noughties.
I guess the zeros, like the mid
2000s. Oh.
Because you know the noughts.
No.
You never heard of noughts? As the zeros?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Like, you never heard of K-N-O-T?
Not five? Not.
Like knots. Like a boat goes like 20 knots.
Not knots. No, N-A, like not. Naughty. Like, naughty. You're being naughty.
Not. Never heard of that.
N-A-U-G-H-T.
We're not. Learning something new today, kids.
Yeah, like if someone's, it's like the aughts, but it's the knots.
Oh.
After tragically falling, I don't know what I'm talking about, by the way. I just know the aughts.
Yeah,
I don't know
the
aughts. The noughts are, is no. The point of trying to make. maybe he meant 90s.
Probably.
After tragically falling down an open manhole.
Oh, no.
Sad. The postmortem reported that it wasn't the fall that killed him. After finding human waste and sanitary products lodged in his lungs and stomach.
Oh, no.
It is believed that he drowned after refusing to let go of his drumsticks and climbed to safety.
Aw. Oh, well, man. He died happy, I'm sure.
Just drumming to death. Hey.
Yep.
You know, if it's something you love.
When you got a drum, you got a drum.
That's right. They always say, if you love it, then let it go, blah, blah, blah. No.
No,
never.
Don't let go ever.
Never let it go.
There he goes with his long hair, never. Just drumming away. Love him.
Well, we're done now because we have one more, but here we go. Number one, Boy Meets World was the second highest rated TV show among girls aged 10 to 17.
Okay.
Imagine that was it. Okay, cool. Which prompted Danielle Fishel, who played Topi...
Topi.
I knew Topi. It! Topi. To write the ultimate You Go Girl book called Girl Gets Real, A Teenager's Guide to Life, in which she dishes up advice on standing up for yourself, body issues, relationships, family, friendships, being okay with who you are, and how to live off one of the... What? And how to live off the one TV show for the rest of your career.
Oh, that I want to read. That sounds way more interesting than the book I found she read.
Yeah. Oh, look, I have a picture and it's by Scholastic. I didn't even realize that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I have to get this book. We should read this on air.
Wow, she does not look like a teenager there. Okay. No. She wrote a book, Girl Gets Real, and she's like 40 years old on the page.
Yeah. For some reason, I can't make this bigger, so I can't read what it says. This is how...
Oh, damn.
She cheats with real life. What?
What?
And from
friendship, relationships, school, family. I can't read the rest. Listening to your body.
Let me see if I can read it on my phone.
Girl Gets Real. I would have bought this.
You should.
I would.
You can find it somewhere.
Oh yes, I'm sure I can. I go to the Scholastic book fair. I'll buy it there.
I miss the Scholastic book fair.
Me too. I used to buy so many toys and stuff.
Toys?
And books.
You had toys?
Yeah, we had a lot of toys at ours.
We didn't have toys.
Oh, shit. You lost out.
It was just books. You go to
the
school?
No, we had like coloring stuff. We had like toys. We had like science experiments and stuff. It was cool. Huh.
All right, so it says, meet the actress who plays Topanga on Boy Meets World. This is how she deals with real life being capitalized. And how you can, too. By Daniel Fishel with Monica Rizzo. Friendship, relationships, school, family, body image, tears and fears.
Tears and fears? I tears love
and
them.
Fears. And listening to your soul. But there's an alternate fact at the end of this. Oh, surprise, surprise!
Oh, my God. Bonus.
May not make scene for non-UK readers. I think they meant sense. So the guy is British. Oh, okay.
That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
Yeah. It is rumored, spelled the British way, that the original actor who portrayed Corey's younger sister, Morgan Matthews, had to be replaced after her family holiday to Portugal went horribly wrong.
Ooh. But she didn't get replaced, so. Yeah.
No, I don't know what they're talking about. And also, it says may not make sense for scene, sorry.
Oh,
for,
you have to be British to understand.
Yeah,
it.
So any of you I British listeners out there, please tell me what that means.
You can explain that, yeah. We
have one. Nick, if you know what that means, please let me know.
Just let us know.
If you haven't guessed it yet, Nick sent this to us. It was not an article that we really found. I'm sure you haven't guessed that
nor
yet.
You will ever find online, I'm sure.
No, this was fucking hysterical, and I want to thank you very much. Because, seriously.
These were far more interesting than the ones we found. So. Yeah.
It was, legit funny.
Yeah.
My favorite was that Ben went on to be to be quite good at remembering people's names. What a stupid thing to be in an article.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
That's one thing. It's so dumb.
So thanks again. And, one day you should be on the show. I say. If Jillian's okay with that.
Yes, agreed.
And by the way, the very top, I didn't read this because I didn't want to give it away, but it was it's www.madeshitup.com, spelled MAYDISHIDUP. I did click on it hoping that he created a site that was stupid, but it doesn't go anywhere.
We should buy that.
Yeah, madeshitup.com. And then we'll just put Nick to work in a factory.
And he makes bean bags for us.
No, I meant to keep giving us more content. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You said factory. How could he work in a factory and create content that's creative?
Right. He's just gonna create.
He is the factory. He wouldn't work in a factory.
No,
if he works in a factory, he would...
We build a factory, but inside, all that's there is one
desk.
It's
just Nick's.
Yeah, one desk. We'll even give him a little plaque. It's just Nick.
Yeah.
And then, but it'll be spelled with a C instead of CK.
All right.
And then we'll have a pad of paper that we change weekly. But he has to make sure that...
I thought you were
going
to say chain to the desk so he couldn't take it.
No. Yeah, those Brits always stealing our notepads.
Assholes.
Damn you, England! and then we'll have just the one desk in the big warehouse or factory or whatever, and then he'll write, and then at the end of the day he'll leave and we'll go through it and
put it on madeshitup.com.
Put it on madeshitup.com. That was a really long nothing, but that's
what
we are.
What an explanation. Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, I might have been a little annoying there. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So what else do we have? Because we do have something else.
Yeah, we do have a little bit more time, so you came across something, I guess, right?
I did.
I did not find this.
Well, we were looking for something else, but didn't find it, but I don't want to give away
what
we were looking for yet.
And Nick, you did take up almost 45 minutes, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good content.
I was actually expecting it to be 20, because it wasn't that long, but,
I think we enjoyed it thoroughly more than we did the other Deep and Dark, whatever.
Well, obviously. So what were we...
You found it. Why don't you?
Oh,
you want me to introduce something you found?
Well, you were in the middle of a sentence and then just kind of stopped.
I ran out of synonyms.
What?
I ran out of cinnamon.
I'm so confused. I don't
bean
know what's
bags.
Happening. Bean bags. Okay, fair enough. So what I have for everybody right now is a video I found on YouTube with Danielle Fishel, with Jonathan Lipnicki. The little kid with the glasses from Jerry Maguire. That's right. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who says that the human wed... The wed? Fuck you! The guy that says that the human head weighs 8 pounds. that guy.
Yeah.
And then he was in nothing else ever again. So it's the two of them on a show called Drop the Mic, in which they are both rapping and what's it called? Like the thing with Eminem with 8 Mile where they go back and forth. I forgot what that's called.
Just a rap battle. I don't think it's
just a rap battle. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're having a quote unquote rap battle. I don't know. Sure. I listen to good music, like, you know, punk rock, but that's fine. And jazz and blues and other things that are good, but, you know, rap battles, whatever. Reggae, ska. Anyway. So, what we're going to do here, Broadway, and no, I'm kidding. For real. What we're going to do here is we're going to watch them drop the mic and have a rap battle against each other and see what happens. I'm going to just keep pausing it throughout so we can talk about it, I guess, and then
here we go. I'm excited. I never watched this show before. I remember it faintly, but I don't think I've ever seen an episode, so that's exciting. It's almost like Celebrity Deathmatch, but not...
But real people.
Death.
And not dying. Yes, both of those things. And also not hurting each other.
Yes.
So here we are. Well, maybe, you know, emotionally, because I watched... I watched Mark McGrath versus fucking... what's her name? Stephanie Tanner. All I can think about is Danielle Fishel now.
I know.
Jodie Foster. No.
Yeah. Jodie Foster.
Fucking Jodie Sweetin versus Mark McGrath. And they were both pretty terrible, but she just like tore him a new asshole. And he's just like, so you were on Full House. That was lame.
Oh my God.
He just kept talking about it. Like, oh, you did a show with Bob Saget. That's okay. Okay.
What an idiot.
And she was just like, you suck. Your life sucks. It was pretty good.
I need to watch that.
Yes. And so here we go with Danielle Fishel versus Jonathan Lipnicki.
Here we go.
Here we go. You must be insane.
Joshua, can you drop that beat for me?
Oh, God.
A Boy Meets World, you were the dime of your time.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Who? So
that's Jonathan
What did
Lipnicki.
He even say?
You were the dime of your time? I mean...
What does that even mean?
First of all, Jonathan Lipnicki turned out to look pretty decent.
Like he's pretty like buff.
Yeah,
weird.
He's buff. He's got like a nice haircut, you know.
Yeah, weird.
Well put
together. Doesn't look anything like him.
He doesn't look like a child star at all.
She looks very pretty too.
Always.
But yeah.
Now you're the girl next door. If she lived under power lines, when you were on TV,
what?
The whole world found.
Because you know,
if you live under power lines, you get like fucked up or something.
Yeah. Because
like. Stupid?
Sure.
Like radiation or?
I'm not exactly sure, but I guess it's the same thing as a person who, like, when you say, you know, that they ate paint chips or whatever.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Yeah. Power lines. When you were on TV, the whole world found you dreamy. Now I'm taking you to school. You can call me Mr. Feeny.
Boo.
But she's having a ball.
So oh, like, she's into it. She's like, I have to get paid. I got to get paid.
Actors are known for the words that they speak, but just like David Lynch, you're best known for Twin Peaks. Seriously.
What?
David Lynch is not best known for Twin Peaks. David Lynch is best known for maybe like Eraserhead or Blue Velvet or...
Yeah.
Like Mulholland Drive or... What the fuck are you talking about?
That's I don't even know what that has to do with Danielle Fishel.
Because she just wanted to know something that she was best known for, because she's only known for one thing. But David Lynch is known for plenty of things. Like,
right, that was a bad example.
Yeah. Why didn't you pick something? And what are you known for? What are you talking about?
I was
going to
say, why didn't he pick himself?
Yeah. Just like me, you were known for the heavy and the human head guy.
David Lynch, you're best known for Twin Peaks. Seriously, I'm a fan, so no disrespect, but you look like an Olsen twin mixed with Girl Shrek.
I mean, she kind of does look like...
Yeah, you know, that's perfect.
She kind of does look like Girl
she
Shrek.
She does look like that.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's fucked up, because she does.
Look at Method Man, like, waving his hand.
Oh, hell no! Oh, hell no! Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Come on, Danielle.
All right, just like that, huh? All right.
So What you got?
Joshua?
Oh, boy.
He looks so scared of her. Like, he looks like a poor man's Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, he does.
Like, a lame, like, very quiet type.
Yeah.
Josh Hutcherson.
Give me a beat. Jonathan grew up, man, you truly blossom. It's me versus the guy who's not Haley Joel Osment. Yes, you're a star. You're actually like the sun, because you were set around 5, but by 7, you were done. You're like an old...
Damn, she looked angry right there. You saw that?
She's good at it. She's not bad.
She goes, at 7, you were done. Like, with a New York
accent.
She's,
like, fitting the words in perfectly, as opposed to him, where he, like, shoehorned stuff in.
He was... Well, it started with Jonathan, and then like it started a little shaky there.
Yeah.
But I guess to get his name in, right? But he was like, my name is Jonathan, and I'm here to say. I don't know. I mean, why is he Haley Joel Osment? I guess he's only known for really a couple of things. Like, he's indie guy now, so
yeah,
you know.
Because you were set around 5, but by 7 you were done. You're like an old dusty player of DVDs because neither of you have worked since 2003. You got famous off...
Wait, who?
He's like a DVD player?
Wait.
Or VHS? Neither of you have worked
since... Sorry. Oh, something about...
By 7 you were done. You're like an old dusty player of DVDs because...
A dusty player of DVDs. She did fuck up.
What?
She definitely shoehorned that in. She should have just
said... And also, wouldn't she mean VHS? Because people were still watching DVDs after 2003.
They're still watching DVDs now.
So. Yeah.
But she just wanted to rhyme.
Dusty old DVDs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming these are prepared before, but, you know.
No, yeah, that's the worst part.
Because neither of you have worked since 2003.
I mean, it's a pretty good line anyway, but...
Yeah, also, she just wanted to say that he is out of work.
She was just looking at his IMDb and went, that's what I can say.
2003.
Because Jerry Maguire...
That rhymes with DVD.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Got famous off one line, and yeah, we enjoyed it. Now the only line you're famous for is unemployment.
Drop another
boom.
One for me! Yeah. She, like, whispered boom. She's like,
boom.
You dated Lance Bass and you didn't have a clue?
She dated Lance Bass?
I don't remember that. Isn't he? He's gay.
He is gay. But that's what
maybe
he said.
Maybe
he's bi. He said you didn't have a clue. So this must have been before he came out.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm assuming it's true. Else why would you say it on a live TV show?
Yeah.
Lance Bass and you didn't have a clue? The biggest sign he was gay is the fact that he dated you.
Oh,
shit.
Except she's, like, pretty attractive.
She's like,
whatever.
What?
Yeah, he's already called her fat.
I know.
And not hot.
Aww.
Up in here tonight is the most you've worked in years. I may not be Haley Joel, but I see a dead career.
Wait, how did he know she was going to say that?
So maybe they weren't prepared, unless the whole thing is completely
There's
scripted.
No way this is all improv.
His is pretty bad, though.
But how could you do that so quickly?
So you think the entire thing is scripted?
I'm sorry to say.
They had to know each other's?
I know the windows are crashing down right now, but...
Well, let me tell you this, though. The one with, you know, Stephanie Tanner and fucking Mark McGrath, he seemed... I mean, his was so... I mean, he's a lyricist.
Maybe he didn't show up for rehearsal.
I guess, but he was... It was
also,
so...
Also, he might not write his own music.
I mean, he had to it in the first CD.
What, the four songs that he has?
Fuck no. In his first album, it was good. His very
Yeah, but who
album,
knows who wrote that?
There's no way he had another writer. It was... All right.
Played one character.
I don't like Sugar Ray, by the way. The first album is great, though. The very first album is good.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Haley Joel, but I see a dead career. You only played one character in everything you do. You're a one-trick pony that they turned into glue. I'm the total pack.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
Because they turned horses into glue.
But she's not dead.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You're below average. Call me Corey Matthews because you just been savage.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was pretty funny.
Took me a minute to get it.
You just been savage,
which doesn't make two cents, but...
Yeah, but I kind of want to now make a sex act called the Ben, you know, being Ben Savaged.
Oh, yeah, you should write on Urban Dictionary and then people start doing it.
Yo, you been savage, bitch? I've been seven.
It's like after you're done, you go like, I'm Cumboy. Oh,
see, I was going to say, after fucking a stranger, he remembers your name.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, bring it back, bitches.
You've been savaged.
Been savaged.
What is with the alien sounds in the background?
I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Look, it's like someone farted in the background.
Look at his smile.
On the mic.
Look at his terrible smile and those
dumb
eyes.
He's so
eyes.
Creepy looking. He's very beady.
Beady little eyes.
Hey, Joshua.
He's so proud.
Give me a beat. Yo, did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Did you know that question is just as dumb as it sounds? You're a tiny twerp trying to be buffer these days. You're essentially like Screech if he trained for MMA. Now you're back on.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, he doesn't look like Screech, but makes
no,
sense.
No, yeah, but that makes sense, yep.
Stage, like so tell me, where does that bring us? You'd be perfect if we needed another Minkus. It's sad to look back and see what you used to be. I'm killing your career so you can call me puberty.
I guess.
I mean, she's not killing his career. His career is already dead. So
yeah, it wasn't to puberty. It was like, what, he's seven?
Yeah. Well, it said he worked at, she said he worked until 2003, so I'm assuming like,
oh, maybe.
He,
like, you know, you're just too old, man.
Yeah. They're like, hey, he's working, but do we care? All right.
Okay.
Hey, Joshua, give me a beat.
You hate Joshua.
Joshua, hit that beat.
I hate that they're saying Joshua.
If I'm a has-been, then you're a never-were. Make dinner reservations under, I don't remember her. She had to find a job when her career...
Who?
It was okay, but
I don't get it. What did he say?
I wasn't a fan of the way he said it. He said...
Make dinner reservations because I'm sure you'll remember her?
No, make dinner reservations under I don't remember her.
Oh, okay, got it.
Which is kind of okay, but I don't like the way it was put.
You're a never were, make dinner reservations under I don't remember her. She had to find a job when her career went sideways. She went from TGIF to TGI Fridays. They brought back your show.
He's just shoehorning everything now.
And also, TGIF did stand for TGI Fridays. Thank God.
Yeah, but
Fridays.
Now TGI Fridays is the restaurant.
I know what he meant. But thank God it's Fridays was what it meant because it took place on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, there was Nickelodeon Snick.
Yes.
Which doesn't have
a Nick at Night sometimes.
After Snick was Nick at Night, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying...
Find a job when her career went sideways. She went from TGIF to TGI Fridays. They brought back your show to much fanfare. Then they canceled it again when nobody cared.
Oh, I guess I was
what?
Wrong.
They brought back Boy Meets World? What do you
no,
mean?
They said,
you mean
said
Girl
in,
Meets World?
He said in show, which must have been something she was on. Was it like an E Hollywood Stories type thing? Like, or talk
show? I don't know. I thought he said they brought back your show to no fanfare. What, and then something.
In a year, Danielle will be driving for Uber. And if I'm being honest, my first crush was Winnie Cooper.
Everyone's first crush was Winnie Cooper.
Not me.
That was on way before Boy Meets World.
I did not ever find Winnie Cooper attractive.
Oh, well, what about in Days and Confused? What's the other one that she's in? The high school one. What's the name of it?
She was never, ever attractive, in my opinion, in anything she was in.
Oh, she's cute. Especially now.
She's smart, but like...
I think she's cute.
She's just not for me. She's not my type.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I did have a crush on Daniel Fishel when I was a kid.
Yes.
Joshua.
She's doing the which is the best part of Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Joshua. You and Tom Cruise don't talk. That's his decision. You're the only one he didn't ask to join his religion. You can't get close to him. You just watch.
I love when she looks physically angry at him.
Yeah, she's
pissed. I am also angry at him. Look at his face. Look at that.
I love it.
Look at that face.
Look at it.
So pissed.
But his religion. You can't get close to him, you just watch from afar. To be in a Tom Cruise vehicle now, you probably have to steal his car. John's so creepy.
Right, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, the first part didn't make any sense, but that's what they do. They figure out the last part, and then they're like, what rhymes with that?
Right.
That I'm really scared of him. Macaulay Culkin works more, and he looks like he's on heroin. His boy meant the world,
he does.
You lost to me, dummy. It's been 20 years since someone showed you the money.
Oh! Yeah.
The guy comes up. Whoa.
Video official's gonna kill him. Hold on.
Look at his hair.
Ugh, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
I want to hear from the crowd. What do you
guys? He still looks like he's in the 90s.
I know, it's weird. And they had Uber, so.
Snoopy! Jonathan! Yeah! Where my titties at?
Did he just say, where my titties at? Where my titties at? Where'd they go?
Where'd my titties go?
Hold on, I gotta... What
did he say? Where my titties at?
It sounds like titties.
Where my titties at?
Where my titties at?
All right, dude. That's awesome.
Or is it Danielle?
What do you whisper to him?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got to keep it 100. Your winner of Drop the Mic is Danielle Fisher.
Yay! Oh, I bet that's on her shelf.
I bet you it is.
Meghan Trainor and Shania Twain. This isn't very old, is it?
No, it's not.
Weird. I thought this would have been older. I don't remember this show being on that recently.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Nope. That was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
She deserved that. I think you would think that's the only award she's ever won.
I bet you it's not. I bet you she's won like a women's award or something. Let's take a look. Last thing is we're going to look up Topanga's awards.
Off Danielle Fishel's achievements.
Oh, I wrote Topanga's awards.
I don't think she got any.
I'm happy that she won, even though she's annoying as fuck.
Yeah. She was still better than him.
That's offensive. She's just like those fucking...
Whatever. On the new show, you mean?
Yeah, on Pod Meets World.
Yeah.
She's just like these fucking people, except the only person who isn't is fucking Will.
Yeah.
Really, honestly. Yeah. Ryder's not either, but he like has
he
to like
He goes along with it.
He
patronizes. He said
great.
Something. Oh, yeah. Whenever there's something controversial, though, in the show, he's like... Oh, didn't like that.
He's like, oh, because I had to watch it with my son. And, you know,
Oh, jeez.
Well, I understand him, like, they were made a legit sex joke during the, the videotaping the parents having sex, where they go, they're not going to have any sleep tonight.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was, that was, like, one of my favorite things, moments of the entire show was that.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Fucking, cha-cha-cha-cha. And I guess that fucking, you know, he's like watching it with his kid, so fine. I mean, the kid, I'm sure, wasn't.
Kids don't know.
The kid wasn't going to be like, wait, what's sex? Like, out of nowhere.
Right, exactly.
He just asked why it was funny, and you can just say anything you want.
Exactly.
So, Topanga, Danielle Fishel, has been nominated for 4 awards, and I will read them right now. Number one was 1996. She was a nominee for a Young Artist Award for Best Performance by a Young Actress in a TV Comedy Series. That's-
Didn't win, but okay.
She did not win. In 1997, she was nominated for Best Performance in a TV Comedy Supporting Young Actress. Oh, so wow. In 96, she was just Best Performance by a Young Actress. But in 97, when she actually was a main character, she got Supporting.
Oof.
Still didn't get the award, though. Nominated.
Yeah. No, just nominated.
In 2000... for a Young Star Award, she was nominated for Best Young Actress in a Performance. Best Young Actress or Performance in a Comedy TV Series for Boy Meets World, and she did not win that.
What agency is this? Or
this
something?
Was the first like, one. Was just whatever. I don't know. The Young Artist Award and the Young Star Award.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry.
Finally, a Young Star Award in 1998. She was nominated for Best Performance by a Young Actress in a Comedy TV Series, and she won. She has one other award.
One single award of the
Two awards?
Not two. Well, drop two the with the drop the yeah. mic later on. Doesn't list that, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
Weirdly.
Although, I could probably contribute it. Like,
add it. Add it. Do it. Do
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to put it on the
it's
list.
Not wrong.
I'd have to sign in and stuff, so I'm going to put it on the list so I don't do it on the call, but yes.
And then you can cite the YouTube.
I will. You don't have, that's the thing about IMDb. You don't have to cite shit.
Yeah, no. I'm like, I can't argue. It's not wrong.
And
she did win.
Drop the mic.
Oh, God. I hope that adds on.
I hope, so
I hope it.
Hey, I'm a contributor to IMDb, so let's see.
Oh, you're high class.
I sure am.
Highly rated.
Highest class. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that little bit. If you want to go check out the video, I guess it's on YouTube. Unless
yeah,
you have
just
to find
type in
it.
Danielle versus okay. Jonathan. Just write Danielle Fishel rapping. It's the first thing that comes up.
You showed me a tweet that she sent someone right. online because they were asking about it. And she sent a different link, but it's privated right. or something, or it's yeah. gone.
Well, the first thing was, okay.
Someone was so asking about this.
The reason I looked up Danielle Fishel rapping is because somebody on Twitter had asked her about something. This isn't this. Something mm-hmm. else where she was rapping a Busta Rhymes song
oh.
on another show called Something Karaoke. It was on like in the late
oh,
90s,
okay.
I believe.
Yep.
It was Something Karaoke.
Yeah.
It was on for a couple seasons. She was on one episode. She rapped Busta Rhymes, apparently, and extremely well, according to this guy.
Oh, man.
She said it's not online, but this is. And it,
you know
I
what?
Because
she talks
this.
So fast.
Yeah, it's true.
It's she does.
Daddy.
So, yep.
Yeah. So anyway, so I looked at that, and then she had a link. It went to a private YouTube. So I just typed in Danielle Fishel rapping, and that came up. So I'm assuming that was Danielle Fishel's YouTube that she linked to originally. And she probably privated it recently, I'm assuming, because of some shit in the media and all that other whatever.
Damn.
A lot of shit with Boy Meets World is going down ever since they started that show. So.
Yep. True. It's true. They're getting in articles all the time just because of what yep. they're saying on it. It's
exactly.
like, really? Who cares? This is like not even news. I mean, it's been all... It's always been the case for 20 years. So, like, just because they're saying it now, you're like,
right.
oh, news came out that she was not treated right on the... It's like, nobody was treated right on the set for most time. Like,
well, it's the same thing with, like, all the Me Too movement. That all yeah. came out. It's like, we knew that already.
Right, it happened.
You all knew this.
Yes. This is how the industry's been for eons. Like,
yeah.
as far
if,
as
if
we
you
know.
Have a problem with it, that's, yeah, great. You should have a problem with it. But,
yes.
like, don't make it a movement. This thing
no.
started... You knew, like, the whole oh. public knew about Harvey Weinstein
yes.
from the get-go. We all knew that he's a creep. We all knew he
yeah.
fucking smelled bad. We knew all this stuff. It's true.
I didn't know that.
I did. And fucking, you know, now it comes out, oh! I'm like, yeah,
yeah
that's
but,
what happened.
Yeah, we get it.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Yeah.
I digress. thanks for listening. This was fun.
Yeah.
We'll be back with a real episode. Next
week,
which yep. we already talked about. So
yeah, we have several times probably, but
yes.
Yes. So enjoy. And, if you find anything, we need to watch, we'll save it for the next Teacher's Lounge.
Yes. And if anybody has anything funny or whatever that they want to send us or whatever, we will probably make an episode around it so we can
yeah.
have a shorter episode here and there.
Yeah. We like that.
But we'll be back with the regular sized episodes next week.
Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Regular sized Rudy.
What?
You don't know my name! Man, you don't know my name! Days and nights and all a pain and struggle. Well, for what I ask, what a hate it to Oh, yeah, yeah, get it, smarter. Whoa. whole million nights in order. And I struggle, why for what I ask? What a hit and trouble!
So what's going on? Yes, we, cut that.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I.